You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This is so good. In fact, it came in the other day, and originally the plan was to do it yesterday on Wednesday. And Jeremy's like, I'm not going to be here Wednesday. You can't do it.
Yeah. Wait.
Wait till I get back.
I love
so
this.
Now he's back, and so now we're going to read
it. Let's do it.
She says, no name, please. And she put 2 exclamation points, so we'll call her Paula. Good morning, boys. I've been carrying around a secret for about 10 years. Now, already we were hooked.
Yep. It's a decade-old secret.
Been carrying around a secret for about 10 years, and something you said on the show a few weeks ago made me think about this. 10 years ago, in our second year of marriage. All right, you got the timeline?
Got it.
In their second year of marriage, she says, I cheated on my husband. It only happened 4 times and was over a month after it started.
Only 4 times. All right.
You know what? Let me jump in again about
only.
Paula's note here. Yeah, but, well, what she's saying
when
is
when the fifth time
like
rolled around, I was like, whoa. This.
It wasn't a 2-year affair.
No.
For, you know, one of the beauties of her letter
what?
Is that she knows the exact number. It's not 1. It's not 5.
Well,
it's not 7.
Course,
it's 4.
Yeah. She keeps replaying them in her mind.
It only happened 4 times. It was over a month after it started. Then she says, my husband never knew, and I'm pretty sure he'd never find out. And yet, I've started wondering if it's something I should tell him now. It's been so long, and things are so good between us. I honestly don't think I'd ever do anything like that again. I was young and stupid. But for the last 2 weeks, it's been bothering me. Today, we are so completely honest with each other that I wonder if I should admit what I've done, apologize, and just move on. Could you do a 5-call says it all about this? What would your listeners do? Thank you for your show. It brings me laughs and some sanity at the same time. No name, please. We'll call her Paula.
Thanks, Paula. Cheater, pumpkin eater.
Hey.
Whoa.
You've never done anything stupid?
Well, yeah.
Have you ever done anything stupid?
But you do it once and you learn from it and you don't go back 4 times.
Well, it was one affair.
One fling.
It was one fling, a 4-time fling.
We'll say, yeah. I mean, it was 10 years ago.
And she said, I was young and stupid.
Young and stupid.
And she would never do that again.
And at this point, he would never know.
Never can find out.
So I'm kind of siding with the why cause the stress and anxiety of a big fight and a possible divorce situation at this point. Just keep it to yourself. Go on with your life. I wonder what happened within this past 2 weeks that kind of sparked this for her.
She said it was something that we said on our show.
Huh.
Something you said on the show a few weeks ago made me think about this. I think we were talking about something about
cheating.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just did micro-cheating in the trending report. So we might get more emails.
Lines are already ringing.
Everyone's already fired up. I just hate risking this marriage 10 years later.
But you know how many of our listeners are all about honesty.
It is going to be one of these things that if it's now in her head, it's going to be eating at her for the next 20 years, possibly.
Well,
so does she just do it now and get it over with?
If we do 5 calls, says it all. What's your guess?
Man, I have no idea. I'm going to go with don't tell him.
How many?
3. 3-2. Don't tell him. Let it be.
I'm going to say at least 4 say don't tell him. But that just is a matter of whether or not the honesty patrol can get through.
Yeah.
Because we have an honesty patrol out there, and they call us for a lot of things. They say,
email us too.
If you love your husband, and if your marriage is strong enough,
he'll understand.
It could make you stronger.
It was a long time ago.
He'll appreciate that you finally fessed up, and it's been eating away at you for a decade.
He might want to leave the 4 times out, though. Just maybe say, it happened once. It was a little, one
what
night.
Happened to the honesty?
By 4 times, that sounds a little much. I realized going back for my 5th time that I probably shouldn't do this.
Why are you hung up on the number 4?
Because 1 time should be enough knowing that this is bad. But if you keep going back and back and back, then
again, young and stupid, probably got married young and went through that whole thing in her second year of marriage. Is like, what have I given up that's out there? Right?
Wouldn't it be funny if she went and told him? And then he's like, oh, that's nothing. Let me tell you what I did 2 years in.
I did 8 times.
Remember all those business trips? It was business trips.
We're going to do five or six calls on this. Hey, Alicia, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Hey, Alicia. What do you think? Should she tell him?
Shut your mouth, woman.
Whoa.
Why do you want to cause him all this pain? Are you just... I know she's riddled with guilt right now, but if your marriage is going so great, keep your mouth closed. Don't tell him. Because what if he had an affair on you, and then he told you, how would you feel?
Okay, I understand all that, and I'm not saying I disagree, but I am going to throw a devil's advocate question at you. Is it worse? What if, hypothetically, he found out another way, like, a month from now? Is it worse that he finds out from someone else or from her?
I think it would be worse to find out from her, because then it's going to cause a lot more pain than him finding out from another source, because then he's going to question that source. He's going to be like, really? I don't think my wife would do
that. You can just deny that source.
Either that, or if he hears it from another source, he wonders if it's happened multiple times with multiple guys rather than hearing it from her.
Yeah.
Could be, but I say keep your mouth shut. Keep it
I
to yourself.
So.
Take it to your deathbed. And then when you're on your deathbed, you can tell him, hey, honey, I had an affair.
Oh, my gosh, Alicia. By the way, like 50 years ago.
Your parting memory of me will be with another man.
Oh, my God.
Yep,
have
it.
A good life.
Bye.
Bye, Alicia.
Bye. Save it for your deathbed.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you don't do that.
One last thing. Come closer. Come closer.
I... cheated on yeah.
Like four times. What? What? Huh?
And that fourth time was
amazing.
Spectacular.
Knew it was my last time.
Hello, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Hey there.
Now, I feel bad because I know Paula's listening. Paula,
she's cracking up right
listen,
now.
Listen, Paula, you write into us. This is what you're going to get.
She's the one that did it, not us.
Four times. Denise. Are we telling or not telling?
You're not telling.
Why not?
All the same reasons Alicia just said, but obviously you don't need to tell them on their deathbed either. But same things that she was saying, and I hear your points too about what if he finds out. The odds of that happening are slim, and we need to think about their happiness now. So I think she doesn't tell him.
Yeah, they're happy. They're honesty. Blissful. Nobody knows the wiser. Just leave it. Just leave it.
You know what I'm curious about?
Exactly.
What if it was a week ago? Do you tell then? Is it the fact that it's been 10 years? Like, if you just broke it off with someone, do you tell? Or are you saying you never tell when you have an affair?
Well, I think the circumstances will dictate that. But if it was a week ago, they wouldn't be all that happy to begin with. So in that case, sure, tell them.
Yeah, if it was a week ago, you're more likely to break up, I think, because it's fresh.
Right.
She does have the advantage of if she did tell him, she's like, it was 10 years ago. Are we cool? Are we cool? Are we cool?
Yeah,
I
agree.
A different,
fist bump. Look, you're a different person 10 years ago.
Yeah, so
marriage.
She does have that to her advantage.
I'm glad you called, Denise.
Said,
have a great
young
day.
Young and dumb. You too, thanks.
Bye.
A dude's opinion. Here's Gordon. Gordo, what do you think? Telling or not telling?
Good morning, boys. I say don't tell. But on the other side of it, I'm wondering why she all of a sudden after 10 years, she's starting to think about this again. Is she worried that maybe he's having an affair?
No,
she
said it was something we were talking about on our show, and it just brought it back up to the surface. She'd kind of buried it and put it away, but the Dom and Jeremy show made her start thinking about it.
I got you. I say don't tell. I mean, why wreck something that's already going good?
What if she could just kind of have like a conversation, like a hypothetical conversation with him, you know, just for fun? Be like, yeah, just for fun.
Should we role play that?
Yeah.
You
like,
her.
We're sitting there eating dinner, and she's like, honey, let me ask you something.
Okay.
I love you a lot, but let's just say, babe, what if I had cheated on you a few years ago? Would you still?
What if you had what?
You know, but just fooled around a little bit. I mean, we're good, right? I mean, I'm just wondering.
Are you saying you did, or is this?
No. I'm just wondering, like, just for fun. I mean, what if I had? Would you be mad at me? This spaghetti is delicious that you made me. Where are you going? Where are you? This spaghetti is delicious. Where are you? Honey? Honey, it's hypothetical.
How'd I do?
Really good.
Gordon, have a great day.
Bye, Gordon. Gone. That was stupid.
That's three calls. We have two more. Matt and Marie. Matt, what do you think? Telling or not telling?
Good morning, boys. I was On the no side during all the three calls, but I'm going back and forth now.
Yeah. So what are you going to tell them now?
Well,
come on.
The reason I was originally saying no was because it's all about her impulses. A while ago, 10 years ago, she wanted to do something and she did. Now it's bothering her, so she wants to do it again, not thinking about the cost it's going to do to her man. So it all seemed like that. But at the same time, if she's just all these impulses and that's the way it is, maybe she needs to be honest with him about, well, hey, I feel something, I'm gonna do it.
The problem is she's not necessarily gonna do that.
She doesn't have the impulse now to do anything.
No.
But Matt,
the
if she does tell him and she comes clean, now for the next 20 years, this guy is always gonna wonder if she is stepping out again. You know, were you really going out on a girl's night? Were you really away on business? Like, for the rest of their marriage, this guy is going to question everything she does.
Unless he says, I know now that she has reached the stage of honesty, she'll be upfront with me. Whereas before, maybe she wasn't. Now he'll say she wasn't honest when we were young.
Or maybe it's because she's being honest, so now she can get away with it. Because she's being honest every time she does it.
All right.
Uh-huh. Oops, I did it again.
Matt, are you saying tell or don't tell?
I'm saying tell now.
All right, buddy.
Tell him. All right.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Later.
For being on the show. Five calls says it all. Marie, you get call number five. What do you think?
No, don't tell him. No.
Let it go.
Yes, because if she says she's not going to do it ever again, but how does he know that?
That's the thing.
Right. How does he know?
Right.
He doesn't.
He's going to be. He doesn't. And if she knows she's not going to do it again, then keep it to herself and don't do it again, right?
Right. Learn from your mistake. Just be quiet and move on.
Marie.
Exactly.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
You ever stepped out on someone in a relationship?
No, but I've gotten stepped out on.
Yeah.
And
doesn't feel good.
I've got lied to my face.
Did
you? Yeah, I knew. Because a woman's intuition is different from a man's. Women know. I've asked him and asked him and asked him and asked him, no. Like the fifth time I asked him, 2 years down the road, he decides to tell me yes to get.
Oh.
And now we're still working. We're trying to work on it, but I'm still like, what time did you get off work? Where were you at?
Oh, my gosh. I need your schedule.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah.
It's like,
that's no way to live.
And that, it's not at all.
You need to move on.
I'm trying to get past it and, you know, work it out. It's hard.
Because
they like you for so long.
How long did his fling last, do you know?
So we've been off and on for 18 years. And for the last 5 years, we've been, you know, going strong. And he said it was pretty much the whole time.
In the last 5 years?
No, the whole 18 years.
No, the whole 18 years.
The whole 18 years.
Marie.
Off and on. Off and on.
Well,
yeah.
Off and on.
I know.
You know. Well, you dabble.
But we were off and on, so I was, I don't know, we were not together, right? But
what a cluster.
Well, in the last 5 years, it lasted about 9 months.
Well, you remember, you guys were off and on, and Marie, you remember the famous line.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want on a break, Marie.
Exactly. But it's not like you could say we're on a break, damn it.
You are delightful. We love
you.
Yeah,
good luck with everything.
Thank you for calling.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Oh, boy.
I had to ask. I didn't know I was going to open
18 years worth of that.
4-1 said, don't tell.
There you have it. Don't do it.
Paula, I know it's eating you up, but here's the way I want to look at this, is that it's going to make her feel better, right, to get it off her chest, and it's going to make him feel like total dog crap.
Yep, and it could just completely ruin the relationship.
So it becomes, at this point, a selfish thing to do. Now you're being selfish. You've already been unfaithful. Now you're going to be selfish, and you're going to make yourself feel better at the expense of his feelings.
Correct.
So if you made, you know, if you made a mistake, just
live with it.
Yeah.
Bury it. Get a shovel out and bury it.
Yeah, you did the crime, babe. Yeah. You got to do the time.
Good luck, Paula.